Continue in Megillat Shir HaShirim. We are in towards the end of Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. So that's on page 58. Tseror Hamor Dodi Li Ben Shaddai Yalin. If you remember the last pasuk that we saw before this one, pasuk Yud Bet, Am Yisrael is doing teshuvah. Ad she'amelech b'msibo nirdi natan recho, while the king was seated at the table, my good fragrance faded away. When we were at Har Sinai, we sinned with the chet ha'egel, with the golden calf. So Klal Yisrael continues, Knesset Yisrael continues and says, Tseror Hamor Dodi Li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded by giving me Tseror Hamor. Tseror Hamor is a bundle of mor, of perfume, that gives good smell. Ben Shaddai Yalin. In the olden days, this was the way of the women that they would wear like a tachshit, a bundle of mor, and they would put it around their neck to give a good smell. Ben Shaddai Yalin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells, Ben Shaddai, the mashal is upon the bosom of Knesset Yisrael, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mama shochen betocham. Shochen betoch bnei Yisrael, ben Shaddai Yalin, like Rabbi Yehuda Levi in his piyut, Yedidi hashachachta chanotecha beven Shaddai. We talk to Hashem and we say, Hashem, did you forget that you dwell with us? Hashachachta chanotecha beven Shaddai. And the whole song goes on as like a back and forth between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like Shir HaShirim. Tseror Amor Dodi Li Ben Shaddai Yalin. And the second pasuk, pasuk Yudalet, Eshkol HaKofer Dodi Li, is similar to what we just said. Eshkol HaKofer is a cluster of kofer. Bechalme En Gedi, it used to grow in the kramim, in the vineyards of En Gedi, in Eretz Yisrael. They had Eshkol HaKofer, beautiful cluster of grapes, but that was used for perfume. So Tseror Hamor and Eshkol HaKofer. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Tseror Hamor Dodi Li, Dodi Na'asali Kemi Sheyesh Lo Tseror Hamor Becheko. My beloved became for me like a person who has a bundle of mor with him. The Omer Hare Lich Tseror Ze Sheiten Reach Tov Min HaRishon Sheibadet. Imagine that the Chatan tells the Kala, Kala who lost the perfume, Nerdi Natan Recho, Ad She'amelech B'msibo Nerdi Natan Recho, and she's lamenting over the fact that she doesn't have the good perfume anymore. So the Chatan comes to the Kala and he gives her a second one. Hare lich tseror ze. Take this bundle of mor. Sheiten reach tov min harishon. It gives better smell than the first one that you lost. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nimshal is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nitratza liYisrael al ma'aseh ha'egel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was appeased. He forgave Am Yisrael for the ma'aseh ha'egel. Umatza lahem kapara al avonam, and he made available, affordable for them kapara for their sin. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make kapara possible for them after the Chet HaEgel? Ve'amar hitnadevu la'mishkan. Right after the Chet HaEgel, we have Parashat Vayakel Pikudeh, where Am Yisrael is told to donate for the Mishkan. Why? Hitnadevu la Mishkan ve'yavo zehava Mishkan v'yichaper al zehava egel. so that the gold of the Mishkan that you donate will be a kapara for the zahav, for the gold of the Chet HaEgel. So Rashi is explaining that's what it means. Tzeror amor dodi li, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he saw that we lost our good smell with the Chet HaEgel, Hashem came right back to us and he says, here's an opportunity, here's another perfume. And Rashi said before, if you're medayek in Rashi, Rashi said, Hare lich tzeror ze sheiten reach tov min harishon. It's going to be a better fragrance. Maybe Rashi is meramez that when Am Yisrael did teshuvah with the hitnadevut la mishkan, when they gave her the mishkan, they became better than they were even before Chet HaEgel. Begeder ma she'amu chazal, like what chazal say, b'makom she'ba'alei teshuvah omdim, en tzadikim gemurim yecholim la'amod. That a ba'al teshuvah hops onto a higher level than the tzadik gamur. In fact, the Chovot HaLevavot explains, that's why in Parashat Ki Tisa, right after Chet HaEgel, you see Moshe Rabbeinu is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Har'eni na et kevodecha. After the Chet HaEgel, in Parashat Ki Tisa, lo matza zman yoter tov lishol Har'eni na et kevodecha, after the Chet HaEgel, achshav ata shoel? Now that we are kivyachol in our lowest state, we just sinned with the golden calf. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is asking Hashem, show me your glory. And not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him. And he teaches him the Yud Gimel Midot Shel Rachamim. He says, you want to see? Come. V'haya ba'avor kevodi. V'samticha benikrat atzur. Come, I'm going to show you. And he showed him, Hashem, Hashem, El Rachum Echanun. Aber ze acharei Chet HaEgel. Says the Chovot HaLevavot, Am Yisrael after Chet HaEgel did Teshuvah, now they became on a higher level than they were before Chet HaEgel. Before the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu lo he'iz, he didn't muster enough to be able to ask, Hareni na et kevodecha. After the Teshuvah, which followed Chet HaEgel, now Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Hareni na et kevodecha. So it's Meduyak in Rashi. Tzeror hamor dodi li. He comes to the Kala and he says, here, I'm giving you a reach tov min harishon she'ibadet. Better than the first one that you lost. What's Ben Shaddai Yalin? Afal pishe ma'alti bo amar lishkon sham. Even though I sinned against him, Ben Shaddai Yalin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to dwell ve'asuli mikdash ve'shachanti betocham. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right in your midst. Af al pi she'ma'alti, even though I sinned, amar lishkon sham. How is the Mishkan Ben Shaddai between my breasts? What's Ben Shaddai? Ben Shaddai, Ben Shene Badeh Ha'aron. As you know, the poles of the Aron would be poking out from the parochet. The Aron was in the Kodesh HaKodashim. And the Badeh Aron, the poles of the Aron, were pushing towards the parochet. So if you would be on the other side of the parochet, it would look like two Shede Isha. Why was it like that? To show the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Knesset Yisrael. That's Ben Shaddai Yalin. Okay? Rashi Omer, Ben Shaddai Yalin, שהקדוש ברוך הוא שוכן בתוכם, אבל לא רק שמירה, העניין של אהבה. אפילו שמעלנו בו, הוא אומר, אני לא עוזב אתכם. אני איתכם. אני נשאר בתוככם, ושכנתי בתוכם. אשכול הכופר, יש בוסם ששמו כופר, כמו כפרים עם נרדים. Like we have later on in Perek Dalet, Kefarim im Neradim. So Eshkol HaKofer, Kofer is a type of perfume as well. Ve'asui ke'en Eshkolot. It's a type of perfume that is made like a cluster. So Eshkol HaKofer dodi li. Becharme en gedi, like the Eshkelot HaKofer that grow in the Keramim, in the vineyards of En Gedi. That's what Rashi says, Becharme En Gedi, on page 62, Sham Hu Matsui. It's found in the Keramim, in the vineyards of En Gedi. וראיתי באגדה, רשי says, I saw in the midrash, שאותן קרמים עושים פירות ארבעה או חמישה פעמים בשנה. What's special about Karme En Gedi, the vineyards of En Gedi, מה מיוחד בהם? Chazal tell us in the midrash, Rashi brings down, those keramim, those vineyards, they produce fruits four or five times in one year. Mashu miyuchad. I don't know if we still have it today. In En Gedi, we have to go check. So now what's the nimshal? Based on what we were saying, that Tseror Amor Dodili Ben Shaddai Alin Eshkol HaKofer Dodili Becharme En Gedi is talking about the Mechila Ancheta Egel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave an opportunity for Am Yisrael to do the Teshuvah by asking them to build the Mishkan. Yavo Zahav HaMishkan V'chaper Al Zahav HaEgel. So what's the connection to the fact that Karmeh En Gedi produces fruits four or five times a year? Says Rashi, Davar Nifla. V'dugma hi lekama kaparot u'mechilot shemachal li HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kama nisyonot shenisitiv b'midbar. It's not just one time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to forgive us. B'chet HaEgel. How many times? Asara nisyonot. Mishnah Pirkei Avot. Asara nisyonot. Nisu avotenu. In the Midbar. 10 nisyonot. 10 times we tried Hashem. And each time, of course, many times with the help of Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Salachti kidvarecha. It's not just by the Chet HaEgel. By the Chet HaMeraglim, by the Chet HaMitonenim, v'chule. So, Eshkol HaKofer Dodi Li, Dodi Hashem, is to me like Eshkol HaKofer that grows Bekarme En Gedi. It's like the Eshkol HaKofer, like the cluster of perfume that grows Bekarme En Gedi four or five times a year. Toda Rabba. And not only that, Rabotai, the next pasuk, pasuk tetvav, hinach yafa ra'ayati, hinach yafa enayich yonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Knesset Yisrael and he says, ra'ayati, my beloved, you are beautiful. And then again, hinach yafa, you are beautiful, enayich yonim, your eyes are like the eyes of the doves. Rashi, הינך יפה רעייתי, אני הייתי בושה בקלקולי. Knesset Yisrael was still ashamed with their chataim, with their sins. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, I forgive you. And he told them again and again. And he gave them a new perfume, Tov Min HaRishon, as Rashi explained, by Tseror Amor. But still Am Yisrael is bosha. בקלקולי, והוא חיזקני בדברי ריצויים לומר סלחתי כדבריך. הקדוש ברוך הוא encouraged us, he gave us חיזוק with words of encouragement, with words of forgiveness, סלחתי כדבריך. And what does Hashem say to us? והראת יפה ויפה, two times the word יפה in the פסוק, כי עינייך יונים, because your eyes are as beautiful as the eyes of Yonim. Klomar, Rashi explains, Kala she'eneha ke'urim, kol gufa tzarich bedika, ve'she'eneha na'im, en gufa tzarich bedika. Well-known statement from the Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit of Kavdalet, Rashi brings down, Kala she'eneha na'ot, ena tzarcha bedika. The eyes of a kala, if they are beautiful, you don't need to check anything else. The eyes, everything is in the eyes. That's what Chazal say. Of course, there's a lot of primiyut in this ma'amar. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to say to Knesset Yisrael, hinach yafa ra'ayati, hinach yafa enayich, he talks about the eyes, enayich yonim, v'hadugma zohi. What's the nimshal, Rashi says? Machalti lach al avonech, I forgave you for your sin, v'hare at yafa b'na'aseh, והינך יפה בנשמע. Now Rashi explains על פי מדרש that the two times יפה correspond. One corresponds to נעשה, the beauty of Am Yisrael when they said we shall do נעשה, the commitment that they made to be מקיים the מצוות, ויפה בנשמע, and the beauty of Am Yisrael when they learned the Torah. Another pirush from Tanchuma, Parashat Tetzaveh, Yafa b'ma'aseh avot, yafa b'ma'aseich. Yinach yafa ra'ayati. You are yafa b'ma'aseh avot. Yafa b'ma'aseh avot, with the deeds of your forefathers, you are beautiful, you are adorned. Yafa b'ma'aseich. Don't think your deeds are not beautiful. Don't think it's only, I talk about only ma'aseh avotayich. Your ma'asim also. That's the second pirush. Why is that? Ki enayich yonim. Because your eyes are beautiful like the yonim. Who's the eyes of Knesset Israel? Tzadikim yesh bich, shedavku bi. The tzadikim, like the Gemara says in many places, Ene ha'eda. It says in the Torah, Ene ha'eda. Who's Ene ha'eda? Elu ha'sanedrin. That's the Gedolei Israel, the tzadikim of Am Israel. They are the eyes. They're the ones who guide us. Right? Like Moshe Rabbeinu told Yitro, Ve'ayita lanu le'enayim. What does it mean, Ve'ayita lanu le'enayim? Tar'e lanu et ha'derech. Show us the way. Those who are more hora'a, more derech, the word Torah comes from the word lehorot. Lehorot is like leharot. Leharot means they are the eyes. Enayich yonim. The tzadikim of Am Israel are like yonim. Maze ha'mashal of yonim? Keyonazo, like the dove that has a nature built in. Shemishemakeret et ben zuga ena manichato shetizdaveg leacher. There's a loyalty between the yonim, between the doves. Once she is with ben zuga, that's it. She doesn't leave him. Enayich yonim, the tzadikim. That's how they are loyal to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kach. Vayasefu elav kol bene Levi velo ta'u ba'egel. Bene Levi stuck to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what. At Zenayich Yonim. Ve'od hinach yafa bimlechet hamishkan sheneemar v'hine asu ota v'yvarech ota Moshe hare shekilesam al kach. Another pirush hinach yafa, in the building of the Mishkan, as they were praised. As we see in the Torah, that Vayivarech Otam Moshe, that Moshe praised them, Hare Shekil Lesam, he praised them on Melechet HaMishkan. Hinecha yafe dodi afnaim, af arsenu ra'anana. Now, this is the last pasuk of the Perek, and Rashi is a little bit long here, and we have to stop here, so we'll continue this, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time. So this was the dialogue between Knesset Israel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Basically, the theme of the psukim that we saw today is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that He forgave Am Yisrael for the Chet HaEgel, and He gave them the Mishkan to become even better than they were before. אוקיי רבותיי, רבי חננה בן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך יום בא להם תורה מצוות, שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.